She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever.
Well, look who it is.
Still working, right?
You have to talk because look who it is just a formality on the radio.
It's me. Hey guys, it's Ashton. Hey, how's it going? Great show this morning.
Good to see you. Did you hear about what happened to Joshy over the weekend?
Oh, sure did. Been there, buddy. Lame.
Lame. He called you lame. Maybe he called the injury lame. I'm not sure. We should probably.
No, it's not. I've had it.
I am lame right now. Got a lame leg.
But you said that you've had similar situations.
Oh, yeah, so many.
Yeah, so yeah, no. How can you call it lame? Or are you just saying we're all lame?
I mean, look at me. It's yeah, of course I've had these types of injuries. Not even. I mean, should I tell my story now? Should I let Josh tell his story? Because I didn't know if I heard the full story.
Do you consider yourself an athlete?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Wait, but you played baseball for a long time.
Yeah, but not
like
long
I
enough.
Said, do you consider yourself an athlete?
Wait, are you out on baseball players?
Baseball players are not athletes per
what?
Se. Per
what
se.
Is power right now? Per se. What is happening right now?
I kind of agree with you on this. Al, it's good to be back, buddy.
Any sport that can have Bartolo Colon dominate for
you watch his damn mouth, buddy.
He's great, legend. Love watching him play, but
double families. Yeah. That guy.
He's the exception to the rule. I would argue that everyone else out there. Yeah.
Rowdy Tellez.
Almost everyone else out there.
Vogelbach.
Almost everyone else
Prince
out Galar. There.
Prince Fielder.
Big
we're
just doing
Brewers first baseman. Yeah.
50% of the people out there are athletes. That stinks to like join a sport and like take pride in your athletic prowess and then just be absolutely taken off of the board because you play baseball.
Yeah, but I mean, we can all be honest about this.
Yeah.
Who's the most athletic on a baseball field? The catcher?
Center field. Center field is shortstop.
I think catcher.
Catcher's a good one. Some pudgy catchers, namely Pudge.
Pudge. Yeah.
There's been two guys named Pudge that were catchers. So
Pudge Fisk.
Yeah, and?
Both played for the White Sox.
Rodriguez did not.
That's a shame. I tried.
Close but not.
So, Ashy, who is joining us this morning for a segment here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, what is your embarrassing injury?
You know how sometimes when it's nice outside and you live in a little hockey town like the Chicago suburbs when they're winning their Stanley Cups and you just want to go play a little street hockey with your friends? Well, I did that, and then I tripped on a curb and I broke my foot.
Wait, you tripped? Wait, yeah. You broke your foot playing hockey?
Playing street hockey. No skates. No
yeah, street hockey
my
is
shoes,
awesome.
These bad boys, just shoes, going a little too hard behind the net for a nice little wraparound action. Easy. And I tripped on the curb, which is where the net was placed on, and then I fell and broke my foot.
Like, we used to break into
that's
our
not
high
even the most
school
embarrassing one, though.
And play street hockey in the gym.
In the gym. Yeah.
Which
yeah.
was so awesome.
With a little
hockey.
Ball, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little orange one.
Yeah. Now, I can tell you my worst story, which is when I chipped my two front teeth tripping while walking my bike. And I had a helmet on.
You weren't even riding your bike.
Wasn't even riding it. Had the helmet on.
So
tripped.
When you tell that story, do you say, so I was with my bike? And you, like, you know what I mean? Like, do you say, I was with my bike and I fell and broke my two front teeth and let them assume that you fell off your bike.
The reason I don't
walking your bike.
I like to live this story for real because it's so burned into my memory of me falling down in front of my neighbor who was walking her dog, seeing my mouth all bloody and crying and her asking me what's wrong. And then me being like, nothing, I'm fine, storming back into my house to my dad, who is sitting in there looking at me, laughing, asking what's wrong because I looked like a psychotic person with just blood all over his mouth.
Why am I picturing the kid from A Christmas Story right now who ran inside after shooting his eye out?
Basically.
Didn't want to let anybody know.
What's the most athletic thing you do now? Do you still run?
I run every once in a while. I got to get back into that.
Hoops? I mean, you should be done with hoops.
How
old are you now?
29 still.
Oh, wow. You look a lot older than that.
That sucks.
I'm just saying.
You look a lot older than 29.
Sucks. Now you can tell everybody about how the worst injury you had was when Chewy hurt your feelings.
Unbelievable.
Does he look older than 29?
Don't answer that.
I don't know if it's a compliment or...
Yeah,
that's so mean.
Let's not do this game on this side of the room either, okay? Game of who looks older.
Real quick, what's is it the baldness? Is that what makes me look older?
The beard. The baldness.
Damn it.
Huh?
I don't think you look older than 30.
Well, now I'm not 30.
Yeah, you
Jen,
don't look
he
older.
Looks like 35.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Come in to hang out with my pals and see what's going on. I deliver mail for you. Tell Joshy what's up. Unbelievable.
No, you don't look older than 30. I know you're 29, but I'm saying I'm using it as like a even you know, benchmark. You don't look older than 30 years old.
Yeah, I know. I mean, most athletic thing I do now, I mean, get in and out of the food truck all the time.
Stairs.
And you stairs,
said,
yeah.
And you said you get hurt in the food truck the often.
So often.
The roof or the ceiling is too low.
I hit my head a lot on that. Now I hit my head on stuff all the time, so
is
that's not that big of a deal.
Is that poor planning or clumsiness?
Well, you guys have all met me. I think you know. It's probably a little bit of column A, column B, but mostly but, clumsiness.
But the poor planning thing, I feel like, hurts your heart more.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You pride yourself on being very, like...
I keep saying I'm going to get little foam things for, you know, when you guys are in, like, doorways or little things, or, you know, even worry about, like, the edges of tables and counters.
With,
and
like,
you...
with like, babies?
Yeah, with, like, babies. So, me.
Wear your bike helmet.
Giant baby. Well, I've thought about that. Yeah.
I look like, he looked like Kazoo.
I really think it would be funny if I wore a football helmet, because I have one.
Yeah.
I think it would be
just
funny if I
just... face mask off.
Yeah, I just wear
the
football helmet while I'm cooking.
That's going to affect your sight lines. Like, that's going to...
I got a visor.
Vision.
I'm fine.
I think that would be tough. I like the idea of a bicycle helmet.
I don't think anyone would come to the food truck for someone with a bicycle
helmet. Anything new with the food truck? Any?
I was starting nothing. Starting the season soon.
Are you still making snacks here or no?
Nah, I'm too busy these days.
I
got a life
now.
I got a life now. I'm
what
sorry.
What do you do, though?
I just live my life.
Okay.
I'm not bored at home all the time.
It's because he's not on the show anymore.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, no.
It's amazing how
you guys weren't getting the treats before, so it's fine.
It's amazing how when you don't have to wake up at 3 a.m. to prep for the show, your life gets exceedingly better.
I got up yesterday at 4:15 to drive my girlfriend to the airport because she was going on a trip. Well, I did not miss that.
Wait, time out. Was she on like a 6 a.m. flight?
6 a.m. flight.
Yeah, I hate the 6 a.m.
flight. Yeah, no, wasn't that was I did not miss that drive.
I took a sixer on Saturday. It's a bad idea all the time.
Is that the worst flight you can take?
5:45 is worse.
Good point. Counterpoint.
It's all better than taking it late.
No.
How much longer are you going to be driving to the airport?
What do you mean?
Well, when you get married, you don't drive in the airport.
You just didn't
take an
Uber,
right?
I would never do that. What? Yeah. You make your wife take an Uber?
Of course.
I'm pro Uber.
Yes. Oh. Jen takes an Uber.
Oh, no, I don't plan on doing that.
Yeah, you do.
I don't.
Joshy.
You will.
Yeah, I mean, and you might kick her the cash to cover the Uber, but you're not going to want to be driving to
I'd rather drive than kick her the cash for the Uber.
Maybe suggest some of the cheap parking options. You can leave your car for time.
You
know,
guys are horrible.
They got shuttles.
Wait, you guys are terrible.
When will she be back?
Saturday.
Whoa.
I got a whole week. You guys might get treats this week. Somebody bored of my damn mind.
Whoa. Yeah. Ashy, a whole week without the girlfriend.
So bored.
Do you have a dog yet or no?
No, I don't think we're getting a dog yet. No room. Where am I going to run?
I didn't know you guys were living together.
No, soon. I gotta wait for my lease to end. It's been a year.
I miss the jabs.
It's been a year. I mean, what's the jabs?
Chewy really prides himself on his interrogation skills, by the way.
He's doing a bad job. I'm answering every question immediately. No sweating. I'm not even... No, no sweating yet.
You're a changed man.
Thank you.
Ever since.
Hey, call me a man. That's a first.
Yeah.
Well, you're 35. I mean, if you were 29, I'm not going to call you a kid. Put it on the poll.
Oh,
does Ashy look older than 29?
All right, I'll prove
answer it honestly, please.
I'll prove it. You can even put that line in there.
Gotta,
answer it honestly.
Wait, you got to put a picture, though. You can't
people can just go to my...
I mean, you can watch right now on the YouTube channel. We are on YouTube. I'm seeing all the comments.
Great on
we'll
YouTube,
get to some of the comments. None of us look great on YouTube. Somebody the other day
worse.
Was commenting how I didn't have a hat on. It was the first time. I go, why do you think I wear a hat? This is not a flattering angle.
I miss my backdrop.
You have a backdrop. Yeah, the wonderful Gruber Law Offices
well,
One Call
on.
That's All.
I mean, when you compare that to the Hawaiian tropics, which is
we
what
could
he has
get. I
him.
Mean, hypothetically speaking, we could put a background behind you.
I kind of like it.
I like it too. All right, we can make that
it's
happen.
$7 on Amazon.
Oh wait,
it's a good
you
deal.
You purchased that? I thought
did you expense that?
I thought it came with the house.
No.
How did you decide on the island motif?
It was Hawaii. I love Hawaii.
That's right. That's very, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You do love Hawaii.
Very lush.
We got a lot of reaction on people who have also been injured. And of course, Ron in the Key said, whomst among us hasn't gotten injured trying hard for a little wraparound action? When you were talking about your wraparound.
Yeah. Well,
goal.
You know, hey, I scored though. Yeah. I scored.
Let's see. Lots more people weighing in with their injuries. When I was 15, I thought I was a parkour master, jumped halfway down the stairs with an A1 bottle.
There's the steak sauce?
There's got to be more to this story. Tripped and landed on the bottle, requiring 47 stitches.
Where did they land?
Why the A1 in the pocket?
Yeah, where was the bottle? Why A1?
We're
going to
need more information.
I thought those were plastic bottles.
No, those are glass.
From Aaron. Dave from Aaron. We're going to need more information on the old A1 injury. I pulled my hamstring during a rec league softball game, had hit a terrible grounder to short, had to hustle out to first, then halfway down the baseline, I heard a pop. It was black and blue for weeks from cheek to ankle. Can you say ASS? I don't even know.
I think
you can, yeah, just in context. To ass to ankle. There, I'll say it so you guys don't have to.
Thank you. I just put
it's a great phrase.
So kiss my, you can't.
You have said that on the air.
But you can't. Candy.
I'd prefer if you didn't. I feel like this year, I'm glad we're here now for the last minute of this segment.
You know what, Josh is much more calm than you are.
I'm calm-ish.
No.
He's like, I'm calm!
I'm calm adjacent.
Would you agree with that, Joshy?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not as afraid of everything. This guy's afraid of his own shadow. Yeah.
Not as much as I used to be.
Correct.
A little bit.
We can all agree on that.
Still a little bit. Mostly.
Scott weighing in saying, I broke my ankle while home on leave from the Army for my bachelorette party playing tackle football in the snow with all my buddies at 2 a.m.
It's a bad idea.
One of my buddies was Chewy's former teammate, Don Davey.
Oh, Don. I love Don.
Scott from Manitowoc.
Mm. It's kind of a bad
Ashton,
injury.
I put the poll up there. You can look at the picture.
Where
did you find the picture?
I took it off of YouTube.
Why are you like this? I thought we were buddies.
Wow, just so you know, folks are weighing in saying, wow, way older. Not saying, looks,
welcome back.
Definitely looks older. TB
oh, come
saying,
on, man. What the hell? I have good pictures. I feel like I should reply with better pictures of myself.
This is going to be a walk.
TB saying, honestly, I would have guessed 38.
Glad you stopped then.
I just wanted to give you your mail.
Thanks for hanging out. Appreciate it.
How should I vote? Now I don't know which way I should vote. I'm conflicted.
I think you need all the votes you can get at this point. I'll toss you a courtesy vote.
Hey, you shut up, man. You're the worst.
If you get like 6 or 7 courtesy votes, maybe...
I'm winning right now. 7 votes in, I'm winning.
Again, I will definitely vote for younger. How's that sound? But I said, I don't think that you look like you're 38. What was the number
35.
Again?
He says 35.
You have grays too, huh?
Yeah, but that's, I mean, normal.
29?
Just on the
grays?
Sides. And then I shave my head anyways, and it's fine.
Okay. Are they in the beard yet?
Wait,
no.
It's not letting me vote. Oh, because I logged in as Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Somebody already has voted as Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I'm going to have to vote as Jen Latta in order to get that vote in.
Everyone since our pity votes have voted against me. So.
Hold on. Does Ashton look older than 29 years old? No, 29 is right. There you go. No, still getting absolutely destroyed.
Yeah, I'm getting crushed right now.
Unlike in my house, my vote here only counts for one.
Unbelievable.
All right, Ashley, thanks
right,
for stopping
guys,
by. We appreciate you sharing your story to make make Joshy feel better about his injury this weekend. He tore his calf playing wiffle ball. So no crutches for him, though. He's going to basically power through, try to walk his way through the injury. Did they give you, I know you didn't see a doctor, but are you expecting it to take a week, 2 weeks, a month? What are we talking here?
As we all know, you can trust everything you read on the internet.
Absolutely.
And it says between 1 to 2 weeks. And the pain's gone down pretty significantly.
But you're also on drugs.
Yes. And I plan to be for the next week or two. But if I don't have any black or blue on the back of the leg, which would be a big sign, and I am able to put weight on it. So all of those things lead me to believe it's relatively minor, but still painful and limited.
If you put a heel lift in, that'll take some of the pressure off too.
Oh,
they had to actually make me a cleat because I played... I tore it the week before the TO San Francisco game in the playoffs where you caught that at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to make me a cleat, which was weird.
I'm assuming how much. Okay, let's just figure this out really quick. So they put the lift in the shoe. They probably had to add to the shoe in order to fit the lift.
They
right?
put a lift inside my right? shoe and then they put plastic plates
up on the
underneath.
Sides. Oh.
And then affixed my two cleats to the plastic that they added at the bottom of the shoe.
Oh.
So
you were like on a heel. You had like a little bit of a Tom Cruise shoe, if you will.
Huh. Which would explain, I think, the one catch for 3 yards.
Yeah. Let's go with that. We got to take a break on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Still want to get to more of the Packers and how they are handling the free agency situation. Obviously, we talked about Campbell being cut. When is the David Bakhtiari stuff going to happen? When are we going to hear about David Bakhtiari? Is there a chance they don't do what everybody thinks they are going to do? We'll talk about that and more right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I don't know which is which, but here's what I do.
Yes, all right.
I take the plus and I put it to the plus. I take the minus and I put it to the minus. Easy.
Yeah, but the jacker things don't have the...
Yeah, they do.
Where?
Sure do. On the handles.
What's a jacker thing? Is it something that your wife keeps in the drawer?
You meant jumper cables.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Say enough about my friends over at Professional Construction Inc. in Waukesha. Over the years, we have had them help us whenever we get out over our skis on a home improvement project, or we just have something pop up. Like when the woodpecker was putting holes in our siding and we didn't know what to do. The folks over at PCI, well, they did. They came over, took care of it for us, and basically taught us how, if it happens again, we could handle it. Same thing with the balcony off the back of our house. The balcony was leaking water into our kitchen. Folks over at PCI said, we know what's going on. We can handle that as well. Not to mention them doing the entire remodel on our basement, which is still one of my favorite parts of our house. If you are in the market for a remodeling project or a home addition, or maybe you're thinking about building a new home, check out my friends over at PCI. You can find more information on their website, ProfessionalConstructionInc.com, ProfessionalConstructionInc.com. Chewy just alerted me to a report. I'm not even sure how this started, where it came from, but I'm going to find out about the Dallas Cowboys to make an immediate call to sign Packers running back Aaron Jones. That is a report. I'm guessing it is. I'm not even sure where it comes. I'm looking at it right now on Sports Illustrated.
Sports Illustrated. Yeah.
Free agency is now beginning. It seems the national media has already exhausted itself with scoops about which star running back the Dallas Cowboys are about to sign. The latest report says the Packers running back Aaron Jones, as the two sides are reportedly negotiating a pay cut. And if a new deal isn't reached, the cap-strapped Pack might be forced to waive Jones. And then, of course, they're saying that the Cowboys would be interested in Jones. I thought we talked about how the Packers already went the pay cut route with Jones, and it would be a little greedy to go again back to that well.
I wonder if this puts the brakes on renegotiation.
Well, that's what this report is alluding to, right? Again, I haven't read through the whole thing. I can continue reading it.
And it's twofold, Jen, because what teams, you know, the and Dallas is an upper echelon NFC team. So what they try to do is yeah, so are the Packers. San Francisco, Philadelphia. So what they try to do is upgrade that position for them, and it doubles as taking a chink out of the armor for the Green Bay Packers. That's why they're so hot onto it. But I mean, if I'm Aaron Jones, and I'm sure his agent already knows this, you can kind of force their hand.
Isn't that why this report is out there?
Yeah.
Josh, doesn't this feel like a little manipulative? I'm not saying that Aaron Jones is manipulative, because it's all business at this point.
Right.
But the most important thing that you need to do in these negotiations is create leverage. And if you've got Dallas, which, by the way, I believe Aaron Jones is a Texas guy.
Yes. So you grew up a Cowboys fan.
So if you can get the Cowboys, if you're his agent, you can go to the Cowboys and say, look, Packers are asking Jones to take a pay cut. Doesn't really want to take a pay cut. Already did that last year. You guys saw how good he was in the game against you. Feels like maybe if you guys, because they already have Tony Pollard as a free agent, feels like it was easy for the agent to go to the Cowboys and say, things might not work out in Green Bay. Would you be interested? They say, yes, we'd be interested. Push the report out there to put pressure on the Packers. Yay or nay?
Yeah. It's a little weird because he is under contract. So it's not like they're dealing in free agency here and it's the Packers competing against the Cowboys. The Packers have him on their team next year if they don't change anything. They obviously want to, because he's going to be paid a lot of money. So, I mean, I guess depending on where they are in the negotiations, the Cowboys could just tell him, we'll pay you more than what they're going to.
Yeah.
So he just goes out and says, cut me. Now, Do we think Aaron Jones is going to go that way? Do we think he's that fed up with taking pay cuts? I don't know. He seems like a guy who wanted to be with the Packers long term. It's also funny that after he ran all over them, now the Cowboys go, hey, that guy looks good.
Players don't mind taking pay cuts. Well, they don't love it, but they're more receptive to taking pay cuts as long as they can make it back with incentives. And I don't know if he had that. I don't think he had that in this past year's contract. It was just a straight pay cut.
Yes.
Or at least I didn't hear anything of it. So, I mean, what would you do if you were, if that report came out, your agent said, hey, Dallas is interested in you. Would you sit there and go, all right, well, I want 14, I want 13 million?
Is Dallas only interested if Tony Pollard doesn't, is Tony Pollard gone? Like, or can the
Sounds
Dallas
like he's gone.
Cowboys
Seems
still,
like he's gone.
Yeah.
So then this is just them doing due diligence, right?
Yes.
This is the Cowboys going, we lost a running back. We need a running back. There's a guy out there that, again, like you said, is under contract. But if the Packers are trying to go to that well again of can you take less money?
The problem is his cap number, right? Doesn't his cap, isn't his cap number like $17 million or something like that, something obnoxious? I don't know. This is, it's going to be a dance.
And then, of course, too, the next layer to this is, we just talked about safety. We just talked about linebacker. You've been banging the drum on running back, but that's under the assumption that Aaron Jones is coming back. If Aaron Jones is gone,
then
you have to address that, right? Like,
My guess is you got to go get like Eckler. I mean, you got to go get someone pretty damn good. I mean, it's going to cost you money.
Well, let me give you the free agent list that I got in front of me here on CBS Sportsnet, CBSSports.com. Derrick Henry is on that list. You've already mentioned him. Josh Jacobs is on that list. We haven't talked a lot about him. Saquon, obviously. Tony Pollard, who we just mentioned with the Cowboys. Austin Eckler. DeAndre Swift.
He's had two kicks at the cat, and they didn't really work out.
Zach Moss. I don't know much about Zach Moss. I'd have to investigate a little bit
more. He filled in very well after Jonathan Taylor went out. Yeah. Like, well, he was one of the leading backs.
A.J. Dillon, LOL, on the list as well. Because he is obviously a free agent running back. And J.K. Dobbins of the Baltimore Ravens. That's who I have on this list.
And don't buy into, because it's kind of overblown when they talk about Aaron Jones going back to where he grew up and stuff. I had no desire to go back to New England when I played. I didn't care. Players, sure. They don't really care
some
about that
do,
stuff.
Some guys do, though.
So I guess some guys
in
do.
In fact, doesn't he do a lot of charity work down in Texas?
Was he a Texas Tech guy?
UTEP.
No. Oh, UTEP. Okay.
Right.
I mean, we'll have to eyeball this. It's going to get interesting, but this is the dance. This is the dance. So,
whose side would you be on, though, Joshy? If the Packers went to Aaron Jones and said, we need you to take another pay cut, not knowing all of the intimate details, but if that were the case, are you on the side of the Packers or are you on the side of Aaron Jones?
It's hard to determine because I think Aaron Jones has earned more money than most running backs. His inability to stay on this field this season, but then when he was on the field late in the season, reeling off five games with over 100 yards. Like,
most important part of the season, by the way.
It's two things where the Packers can say, yeah, man, you're getting older. We can't promise your health, so why are we going to pay for past performance? Like, I can't guarantee this moving forward. And, like, the market is what the market is at running back at this point. It's a young man's game, and the guys, as they get older, just don't get paid the same.
Where would you put Aaron on that list?
He's the best one.
No. No, I would put Saquon, Josh Jacobs, and then would you put Aaron
Jones?
You're
not worried about Saquon coming off the injury at all, huh? Just like that?
No.
Because people say that he has lost a step.
You think?
That's what I hear.
Is Josh Jacobs better than him?
I think they're pretty similar.
But would you agree that those two are better than Aaron Jones at almost 30, or I don't know if he is.
They're better investments, I'd say that. You probably get more out of them at this point.
But if you're Aaron Jones's camp, so let's just play it from his side, you know they're moving on from A.J. Dillon.
Yes.
You know that the other option there is Emmanuel Wilson. You're in a position of power. You're in a position of strength. Because you say you want to decimate the whole room? You want to have, you know, the only guy that you have there is Emmanuel Wilson? Or... And that's where I feel like if the Packers did go to him in that situation, knowing that A.J. Dillon is gone, If I was Jones, I'd be like, no way, man. Absolutely not.
Was Aaron Jones here with McCarthy? Does he go that far back?
How long has he been here?
I think he did, right?
It's got to be.
Yeah, he's got to be. So then there's that connection. I'm telling you.
2017 was his rookie year.
Would you give him 13 right now?
Well, he's already under contract for 12.
Yeah, so his cap hits 17. The dead cap would be 10-ish million. Yearly cash is 12. So I think what they're trying to do is promise as much of that money as he already has. Like, I don't expect him to go anywhere still. But I think what his agent is doing is, hey, whatever this cut is you guys are talking about, we all know about, that's not as much as you think. Which is fair.
I don't think he does take a cut.
I think the agent's point is to drive up interest elsewhere, find a team that would be willing to pay what Jones is getting if the Packers were to say, we offered you a pay cut, it didn't work, we got to cut you because the money, we can't get the numbers to line up. That's why I'm saying, whose side would you be on? I think I'm on Jones's side.
Oh, yeah.
Look, I think there's been a lot of criticism of Aaron Jones, and Gabe has been kind of leading that charge as well year after year of, like, he's not dependable. You don't know if he's going to be able to be out there when you need him. And I think it's unfair. I think in part it was the way he was being used when Aaron Rodgers was under center. Did he deal with injuries last year? He did. I'm not going to sit here and try to ignore that fact. But I think a lot of it was the way that Rodgers ran the offense. The front office or whoever it was just didn't think that they could run him out there as often as they wanted to.
I think it's when two different coaching staffs tell us a guy can't sustain a workload for a full season, I think that's more than just them being overly conservative. The guy's pretty slight.
Yeah, absolutely. Nobody's going to sit here and say he's the biggest guy out there.
But when
he's rivaling Saquon or Derrick Henry in size.
And his injuries are what? Hamstring, which is not a big deal. I mean, it's not a Christian Watson deal. It's not like a nagging shoulder or a bad back or something like that. Because I tell you who else who I think is going to enter once they see this is Philadelphia. You know,
and
because
again,
they haven't
Jones's
had a back that worked
out. If Jones' agent is worth his salt, he should be finding mm-hmm. other teams out there who are willing to pay him to convince the Packers that taking another pay cut is not in his best interest.
Talked about how much we'd pay Jordan Love. What would you pay Aaron Jones to make this nonsense go away? Would you give him 13?
I don't think you have to overpay him. I think you just have to pay him what you owe him, which is $12 million. I think it's asking him to take the pay cut that's probably ruffling feathers. What do you think, Josh?
Yeah, I think it's just negotiating at this point. I wouldn't be surprised if Aaron Jones does agree to some form of pay cut. They're just trying to, secure him an extra handful of millions of dollars. Like, instead of him going down to 7, they want 10, something along those lines, which I think is fair. And I think Aaron Jones has the right to that money at this point, especially if they plan to use him the same way.
Yeah.
Like, hey, there's a lot of wear and tear on me. You need to pay for this. You're not going to be able to shorten my career by using me a ton and then not pay me what I'm worth. I think that's his argument.
I'd just like to know how much Dallas, because I'm sure the agent already knows.
What they would be
How much Dallas would be willing to
how
pay.
How much did they clear with Pollard? Do we have any idea? When Pollard became a free agent? We can look that up. We'll continue here on Jen Gabe Chewy Chew. I appreciate the insight on that because I was not aware of the storyline that Dallas would make an immediate call to Aaron Jones should he become available. And I asked you, if that were to happen and you heard that the Packers had asked Aaron Jones to take a pay cut, which side of that ledger would you fall on, the Packers side or Aaron Jones side? Go ahead and weigh in on that on our ESPN Milwaukee Twitter account. Let's see. Yes, technically Aaron Jones isn't a free agent unless they cut him. Yes, Tim, we had mentioned that. Appreciate that insight as well. Justin weighing in saying, why would Jones go to Dallas? McCarthy never used him in Green Bay. Would he use him in Dallas? And then Dave giving us insight on the A1 accident. We will get to that right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Your next hangout spot is found right in Waukesha. Q Club of Wisconsin is the perfect place to catch a game, play some games, and grab a drink. Bocce courts, dartboards, foosball tables, and of course, pool tables. 10 of them. Plus, Q Club of Wisconsin has its best fish fries on Wednesdays and Friday nights, and you know they just pile it high. Check out the live music on Saturday and stop in for brunch every weekend starting at 9 a.m. It's all happening at the Q Club of Wisconsin on North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Visit QClubWI.com or like them on Facebook.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gabe, it'll change your life. Everything, any barbecue you eat for the rest of your life will be measured against Bucky's.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Spring is the season of growth, and at Great Midwest Bank, they are growing with the community. At Great Midwest Bank, they are proud to be your local bank, investing in the success of you. Connect with Great Midwest Bank today to experience the local banking difference. Experience your state of banquility immediately. Visit greatmidwestbank.com to get started on your local banking journey. You know, it's funny. I thought that we might have exhausted the entire tell us your stupid injury stories to make Joshy feel better about tearing his calf while playing wiffle ball this weekend, a very competitive wiffle ball game that he was not prepared for. Fritz weighing in on the 414 saying, I tore my cartilage in my knee while doing the bump on the dance floor. What is the bump?
Bump and grind?
I know the hump. I don't see nothing wrong. Maybe it is the bump and grind. Was playing tennis with my 5-year-old son. He lobbed one over my head. I turned to run for it, rolled my ankle, broke my foot, and screamed the F word in front of many, many children. That from Casey in Sheboygan. Let's see. I wanted to get back to the A1 accident. Dave from Aaron was nice enough to give us more details on that. So here's what it says. Actually, let me see if I can find... Sometimes this thing will let you, here we go. Let's see. Okay. So Dave and Aaron told us earlier when he was 15, he thought he was a parkour master and jumped halfway down the stairs with an A1 bottle, tripped and landed on the bottle, requiring 47 stitches. No, Chew, I did not stitch that one myself. 47 is a lot of stitches.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's like all putting right, your hand back together.
So he says, back to the A1 accident. We had an open basement and my stepdad was grilling in the backyard, said I needed to grab the A1 and bring it to him. That's when the accident happened. Worst part is he thought I was joking when I came out saying I needed to go to the hospital because my arm was covered in sauce. When I showed him, he realized it was pretty bad. That ain't sauce, buddy. That's not what that was. That is a very, like, I don't know how bad you feel like the calf pop is, but stitches to me always takes it up another notch. Mm-hmm. Like, blood and needing to go to the hospital to have it repaired feels like that's another level.
Well, Benny's was pretty stupid.
Oh, yeah.
What did he trip over the tablecloth and...
Oh, yeah.
Got two yes. stitches in his finger in the ambulance.
Yes, and was passing out in the car. At this point, and I appreciate the loyal Jen gave and Chewy listeners here, I feel like I got off easy in comparison.
Very good point.
I've got no surgery in my future. I had no trip to the hospital. I have no stitches. It feels like walking with a limp and having, like, my hips are sore because of the limp yeah. I'm walking with. Feels like I got off easy.
What time of day did this happen?
At about 1:30.
Did you keep it going or did you yeah. shut it down?
Stayed out till 7:30.
Nah, fine. Rub some dirt on it.
It was a sight when we were walking bar to bar, though. Thankfully, a few of my friends would stay back with me as the crew all went much faster. But, you know, you got to grind through it.
And you did.
I did.
How'd you feel in the morning?
Oh, terrible. Horrendous. Yeah. I tried to hydrate, tried to do all that.
Yeah, a little late.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I feel like I might have the Hall of Fame story, guys.
Uh-oh.
Hall of Fame story. We were asking for your dumb injuries to make Joshy feel better about his from this weekend where he popped his calf playing wiffle ball. James weighing in on the YouTube page, okay? You ready for this?
Mm-hmm. Let's hear it.
A friend of mine had a stripper fall off of a pole above him at his bachelor party a week before his wedding. He was carted off in an ambulance, had to get a neck brace. He ruptured a disc in his neck. Now, how do you explain that one to the wife?
Now, all I'm picturing is dodgeball, where he was at the cheerleading tryouts and the heavyset girl fell on his face. That's what I'm picturing right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, that one. Is that wedding postponable?
I think.
How do you explain that to your fiancé?
If your fiancé finds out how it went down.
My guess is you didn't tell that story.
No, maybe James is actually outing his buddy right now on the radio. 15 years we've kept that a secret, James, for some stupid radio segment. You sell us all out. Jalen weighing in saying, when I was 9, I was kicking a soccer ball through the house, went out of the garage door. The door was wooden with metal weather stripping. Wind took the door and my hand got caught in the door. Middle finger, top part cut off. Had to have a pin hold the bones in place after that. Yeah, you know what? You know, you did get off. You know, given all of the stuff that people are telling us about this morning, you 1,000,000% got off easy by popping your calf. I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't have any dumb injuries. Like, I told you guys I hurt my groin, what was that, like 6 months ago, almost a year ago now, where I was training for the triathlon and I hurt my groin. But that was just training, like probably too much too soon type of thing.
Yeah, I do have another one, which was kind of... it was alcohol related. I tripped over a curb, and when I braced myself on the landing, I hurt my shoulder, which in the moment didn't hurt much, but it's still to this point where whatever I did to the shoulder, it's still weaker than the other arm, which is not like it was just a curb there. I was walking and wasn't paying attention.
I'm just picturing we are in Chicago after.
Yes.
Angie sold she literally got stuck in one of the drainage grates.
Like her heel?
Her foot.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't get it out.
How do you get your foot stuck in a
good
drainage
question.
Grate?
Alcohol.
Tiny feet? Like thin feet?
Have you seen those grates?
No, I'm picturing like, you know, an inch and a half. Like, what are we talking about
here? No, her whole foot was stuck in there.
How did it get out?
Yeah, a lot of prying, a lot of Frank was there to help. We were going to leave her there because I think that would have been kind of funny.
Yeah? How would that have worked out for you?
That night? Yeah, not good.
Randy weighing in saying, bump is when you bump hips while dancing. I didn't know that. Bump hips, that's called the bump?
And did you injure yourself that way?
Yeah, does that information make it better or worse?
Oh, sounds like you might have osteoporosis.
Listen, I can't thank our loyal listeners enough this morning for sharing with us their stupid injury stories because, again, Joshy was feeling a little down. He's feeling a little embarrassed, you know, a little ashamed of how it all came about this weekend. But I feel like the loyal listeners have come to your aid and you'll walk out of here too. Well, you won't walk.
Yeah.
You'll limp out of here today feeling a lot better about how it all went down. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Before we do, from the biggest plays on the court, the comments made in the locker room after, an in-depth recap of every Bucks game in 6 minutes. No more, no less. It's Bucks in Six. It's on the Bucks Plus audio network. And if you missed any of the game or just want to relive the biggest moments, Bucks in Six provides game recaps every morning after. Hear the high-flying dunks from Giannis or the deep threes from Dame and catch the comments post-game about what happened on the court. Bucks in Six on the Bucks Plus audio network. Find it now on bucks.com/plus or on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm telling you, don't doubt his story because he heebie-jeebies at certain times to miss field goals.
Yeah.
Gabe, I showed you how he does the heebie-jeebies,
heebie-jeebie.
You take your fingers and you rub them back and forth on your thigh and you go heebie-jeebie, heebie-jeebie. Swear the guy bats 100%. So to call him a liar and he puts a curse on you?
Look, stupid. I'm not calling him a liar.
Yeah, you are.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Tim Stallis weighing in on the YouTube page. He says, middle school gym class, playing a game on the wrestling mats, on our hands and knees, lunged forward to get the ball, snapped and dislocated both of my thumbs. Cast on both arms for 6 weeks. Woof. That is rough for a number of reasons. You don't have use of either of your hands for 6 weeks. Start getting those feet ready.
It's a long 6 weeks.
Your feet ready. I brought this up earlier, and before we go, I got to mention this. Over the weekend, apparently a report came out, guys, that multiple, not one, this is where it got me, not one person, multiple people had to undergo amputations after suffering frostbite during a near-record cold Kansas City Chiefs playoff game in January. Hospital would not provide the exact number, but said in a statement it treated dozens of people who had experienced frostbite during the game. How do you not know you're experiencing frostbite to the point of having a limb amputated, you guys? Amputated!
That's crazy.
I mean, I know those tickets were expensive, Joshy, but at some point, like, common sense has to kick in, right?
You'd think so, but there's alcohol involved. There is, like, frostbite. I don't know the exact how it happened, but when you get cold, things go numb, and you start to lose feeling in it, which is a pretty good sign you're too cold and you're trying to bear through it too much. What's interesting here is I saw this last week, midweek, and I think when the person said, hey, my fingers got amputated, they then did some reporting on it and figured out this was a thing that happened to many people.
Many people. It wasn't just the one guy.
So at that point, it's almost like it's probably a bit of a bad idea they even played that.
Was it that cold?
Let me see some of the numbers.
I mean, we got
ice.
Well, I've never heard about.
Yes, it was like -40 wind chills.
Oh, it was okay.
-4 degrees Fahrenheit wind gusts made the wind chill -27 degrees.
Yeah,
that shattered the record for the coldest game at Arrowhead Stadium. That's the Dolphins Chiefs game. That's a really good point because I believe it was the same day that they canceled the Bills game.
Yes,
but that was because of snow, not cold.
There's a little bit of negligence happening here on the part of the NFL.
I believe it was cold, wasn't it? Wasn't that part of the?
Yeah, but I mean the NFC champion. I mean, they said the Ice Bowl was -50 something, and then our NFC Championship game was right around that. I think 21. They should have gave us a call. I had no idea about the wood you put on the concrete and put your foot on that. Did you know that?
Oh, you mean like the buffer layers to keep your... Yes.
To keep the cold from the concrete from going right up through your boots.
Yeah, people just use cardboard now.
You know what they need to do? People in Green Bay need to put out a tutorial.
Yeah.
Because people in Green Bay are dealing with this all the time. Maybe not record cold like this, but very, very, very cold. And so you got to tell people your tricks. You got to tell them about the heated vest. You got to tell people about the cardboard or whatever it is on the ground. You got to tell people about the whiskey in the pocket, whatever else is keeping you warm out there at Lambeau Field on those frigid, frigid bleachers.
Unless we're playing them, and then you tell them to take your shirts off.
Show us how tough you are.
Yeah, you're tough.
Come on. Only tough players don't have sleeves underneath their uniform.
How did the Ashton poll work out? Very curious.
I'm looking at it right now. He's losing 82% that he looks at least 35.
Nice. Nothing better than starting Monday off with a win.
You're such a jerk. Thanks for hanging out with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Will the Impouches next on ESPN Wisconsin.